Welcome to Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/BigJujuMedia and twitter.com/BigJujuMedia, instagram.com/BigJujuMedia, and always at BigJujuMedia.com.
Whoa, man.
Hello, everybody. We've got sort of a different situation here at our Classic Cuisine.
What's going on?
Jordan McNamara he's off doing some special reporting on the fires in Southern California.
Whoa. Right now.
So we're all going to have to fill in for his news segments, and we'll have to do it live here from Classic Cuisine while we're having dinner.
So,
Bernard, you take one. Catherine, you take one. Jonathan, you take one.
Oh,
then hopefully Sheila will give me the signal, and I don't know if Jordan's going to be back tonight.
Oh, my God.
So we all have to fill in for a new segment for Jordan McNamara. In the meantime, let's talk about what it means to be wealthy,
smart, stupid,
rich, poor. This sort of ongoing conversation we're having here at Classic Cuisine. Okay, discuss.
Well, before we talk about that, Steve, it's like, is Jordan okay? Because it's like, I've never read the news before.
It's not a big deal.
I've never read the news.
I cannot believe that. Who cares about Jordan?
Don't worry about it. Not on national radio.
Oh my God.
Everybody, calm down.
Steve, what's going to happen?
Passive understanding with you, Christian. Steve, I will be fine.
Very good, darling.
Speaker.
I know.
I've heard the news.
Help me, Jesus.
I don't know how many times.
What does that mean?
I will be better than Jordan McNamara.
Oh, we'll see about that.
I will be better.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think you will be pleasantly surprised.
Total national
speaking professional. Speak for yourself. I might even want me to take over, Steve.
I don't know. I'm just saying,
I am pretty fabulous.
Steve, I don't know about
Genesis
this.
Genesis in Genesis 13, 17. Let's not have any quarreling between you
and me. Are you reading the wrong thing for the news?
I know, but sit down. It's not that big a deal, okay?
Oh, we hear
the news all the time when Jordan does it. All you have to do is read the teleprompter.
I will be fabulous.
And you'll all be fine.
But
just
it's
read
not
the
show
teleprompter.
It's not show notes.
You're just looking at something else. It's all been printed out for you. It's no problem. Everyone will be fine.
Well, let's all just, like, take a deep breath and know we're going to be fine.
That's a good idea.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
Right on, man.
Everyone stop panicking. You know what I'm going to do, Steve, is I'm going to do a module for my segment of Maurice with Baloo on how to get through the stressful situations
That's a good idea.
I just need a beer.
How to turn the stress into profit.
Not very catchy, okay, good.
By the time my segment comes up, I got a girlfriend at Minnesota Ministries, and maybe
what
she can give me some one-liners.
I got to go out in a minute.
It's just the news, you know.
A lot of people in the country are real cold right now. They're frigid with fright.
Oh, Jesus,
and
help
we can
me,
just,
Jesus.
You know, turn that around, people. Oh. Come on, let's turn it around.
Here's
come
all
on.
The news notes.
And we're going to turn it around.
What's this?
And listen to my...
What is that?
Perfect example.
Here you go, darling.
I get to read
Thank
the news.
You, Steve.
Thanks,
I think the ratings will go sky high.
So here are some show notes. Now, Jordan has these, you know, how the newscasters always have the notes in front of them in addition to the teleprompter.
It's too much.
So here's the show notes for you,
Curtis. I don't know if I can do this.
So get ready because you're going on in just a few seconds live all over the world.
Here's
your show notes. You know, everybody be quiet because Curtis is going to go live on the news. Here we go. Get ready.
This is going to be so fabulous.
No doubt. Chill out, Pastor.
Okay, get ready. Here comes the signal in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Pastor Purdy Turner doing the headline news now. I'm Purdy doing the news. Did you know in Colossians 4:5 it says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. And here's another headline in 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently and in order. And in other news today, Philippians 4:5, let your moderation be known unto all. Oh man, the Lord is at, the Lord is at hand. And then we have in Leviticus news headlines, in 1932, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man. Fear thy God. How long does the news go out? Oh my goodness. In the headline news now of Colossians 3:12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, and humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Oh my God, how long does this news go out? Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Okay, in Proverbs 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, I'm not reading that headline. I'm not going to read. Oh my God, Pernod exhausted. That's it. I'm Pernod Turner for news now. In Classy Living, I'm going to feature the classy glass photos that you send me from Instagram and Facebook and all your social media accounts that I can put on my own accounts at Classy Living. And we're just going to show the world how a classy glass is supposed to look. Okay, yeah. Classy Glass is the new section. It's the new segment of Classy Living. Make sure your hair is done. Make sure you have style and fashion and grace. If you're a guy, make sure you're gorgeous and muscular and studly. Oh my goodness, I'm Pastor Pernod Turner of Blessed Souls Ministries. Deciphering Jesus of God, I am wiped out from reading that news at the last minute. Oh my goodness, let me get into some holy words here. Let's look at 2 Chronicles. When Solomon asked for wisdom here, it says in 2 Chronicles, Solomon asked for wisdom. Can you even spell the word wisdom, all you out there? Stuffing your face with the chicken meats and your bucket of chicken. And you know what else I want to say? I want to say that I think it's really important for people to not get into the chicken inn. Because even though you're eating the chicken, you're not the chicken. And that's important to know for 2 Chronicles. So let's keep up here. Hey, Mary, Joan, Billy Bob, I'm talking to you. Preparations for building the temple. Now, Solomon gave the orders to build a temple in the name of the Lord and run a palace for himself. He conscripted 70,000 men as carriers and 80,000 is stone cutters in the hills, and 3,600 is four men over them. A lot of people out there who listen to Pernod don't know the difference between four men and a four head. That's why they're dumb.
Coming soon with Pastor Pernod Ferner of Big Juju Media. Revealing the secret of hidden sinners across America. Do you eat too much? Do you shop too much? Do you put anything before God, like money? The love of money is the root of all evil in sin. Coming soon.
And your forehead is
what
not
about it?
The foreman is talking about here in the Bible. So,
right.
That's why Solomon sent this message to Hiram, king of Tyre.
What's your message?
Did he have a forehead?
Right on, man.
Well, if people don't know the difference between a forehead, a forearm,
right, and a
foreman,
yeah,
you know, something else, then I don't know why they would be listening to whatever it is that you're saying there about. I'm not sure what you were saying.
Well, neither do they, you know.
How dumb must the people be sitting in the pews getting fat on the word if they don't know the difference between their forearm and a forehead? I just, Oh, God.
Well, that's why they probably voted against, you know, their own best interest and voted for Trump, because they don't know the difference between a forehead and a forearm. Oh, shit. Hey, everybody. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge with the Morning Message, and it's me, Jonathan Knightsbridge, with the Morning Message. And so today we're talking about, like, what it means to be rich and poor and smart and stupid when it comes to your money. And it's just like, you know how I always talk about Starbucks? Well, today I'm going to do something different and talk it about again, because not enough people who go to Starbucks seem to understand that it's Starbucks and not, like, Folgers or Sanka or Nescafe or some other brand of real shitty coffee. It's like, I was standing in line at the Starbucks and this elderly white couple in front of me with Make America Great Again t-shirts and MAGA caps, and they actually went up to the cash register and they said, we would just like to have a cup of Sanka. And the cashier actually took him seriously and he said, well, we don't serve that crap. We only serve Starbucks. And he gave a high five to his bro buddy next to him, and they were laughing because they thought, like, the elderly couple was joking. But since the elderly white Republican couple was Republican and they voted for Trump, they didn't have a sense of humor to begin with. And they also didn't know they were in a frickin' Starbucks, man. It's like, pull your head out of your fucking big fat Republican ass and realize Starbucks doesn't serve Nescafe or Sanka or Folgers or anything else.
Oh, my
Starbucks
God.
Serves Starbucks, you bunch of dipshits. And I'm not saying this because I'm offended. I'm saying it because the Republicans were offended when someone told them the truth. Why do Republicans always get offended when someone tells them the truth, man?
Hello?
Catherine, you're on in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, everyone. I am Catherine Jamie Onimaloo, filling in for Jordan McNamara on News Now. The headlines tonight that I'd like to share with you are: the Puerto Rican death toll from a hurricane climbs to, I can't read that number. Okay, let's skip that one. Let's go to the next one, Sheila. Oh, the Heisman Trophy goes to Baker Merrifield, I don't know, explosive Oklahoma. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did Oklahoma blow up? It's just, okay, Sheila, let's go to the next headline. I'm just waiting for the teleprompter. Doug Jones is counting on black voters, but they're not inspired in Alabama. Oh, shit. Oh. Hi, I'm Catherine Jamie Onimaloo for Classy Living Magazine. I'm a little thrown off here because I was filling in for the news, and I am so talented. I can do the news. I can do Classy Living. And you know what I'm craving right now? It's a real good potato salad. I like a good potato salad with a glass of rosé. I might even drive down to Bennigan's tonight for a nice salad. Or, you know, I feel like some Italian food with those butter rolls. I can't get enough of those butter rolls. And, Classy Living.
What the hell was that?
That was really good, Catherine. Oh, you were really good on doing the news. Oh, that was really spectacular.
She sucks.
So much. Oh,
Jonathan,
thank
shush.
You so much.
What are you talking about? No.
There was a moment there when I thought I wasn't going to pull it off.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Jonathan.
Took the corner real fast.
Yes,
and
did.
I remembered something I used to do.
What?
In Vegas.
I bet.
A little speaker's trip, a little stripper's trick.
You gotta teach that to turn in.
Trick.
yeah,
and, anyway, I don't get it. I was really
good. Don't get that joke.
Really
I was very show-like.
You guys,
you were amazing, Catherine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't know about that joke.
You know?
No, man.
So
she
let's just
amazing.
Forget about it. Everyone's doing the fill-in for Jordan McNamara.
I don't want to do it again.
When he comes back. I don't know when that is, but everyone's doing a good job.
Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg for LifeX Television. And today we're going to be talking about who's rich, who's not, who's smart, who's not, and the consequences of those states of being with my very special guest here,
yeah.
Catherine Jamie Onimaloo. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. I am Catherine Jamie on the blue. We're having some mic troubles here.
I'm back now, darling.
I know how to cover in situations like this. I have been known to read the national news.
Well, darling,
so
that's,
it's all about how you do it, baby.
And speaking of how you do it, how do the rich do it, darling? What do they do that the poor don't do, you know?
Well, the first thing that the poor don't do is they don't think at all.
Oh, my God.
They just react to everything.
That's very good.
They have random thoughts, emotions.
Oh, my God,
And they think that because those thoughts and emotions happen, they think that those thoughts and emotions are reality, and they're not. It's just the bullshit going on in their brain.
Exactly,
And that's why their bullshit is all in their head.
Very sad, very
sad. It's a cult, you know, like the Moonies or the homeless.
So, you know, let's just give them some hope to look for,
holidays.
So if the poor started thinking.
Whatever.
What else could they do in addition to thinking?
They could actually have a good thought and then walk the talk.
Oh,
as
yes.
We say. You know,
I love it.
If you're going to talk something but not walk it, there's no point in walking the talk or talking the walk.
Not doing any of it.
You got to have the right thoughts to talk the
walk.
Well,
you know.
And if you're not going to walk the thought, don't talk. Shut up.
Oh, I like that. So the poor need to shut up if they can't walk their talk with a good thought. Is that right?
Exactly. There's nothing more to it than that. It's like put up or shut up.
Got
it.
All right. So let's tell them how to think wealthy thoughts.
Okay. One of the first wealthy thoughts you need to know and start thinking right away.
Right now.
Anybody can make money.
Oh, fabulous.
It's
that's
not
good.
Like money is choosing me over someone else.
It's not
just
doing
because
that.
I'm prettier, I'm more fabulous, I have the style, I have the fashion.
You've got fabulous going on.
I've replaced Madonna and on with my accomplishments.
Millions.
I've read the news. I mean, I'm fabulous.
Well,
but anybody can make the money is the first thought that you need to think.
Let's give them like five more thoughts and send them on their way. Is that too many?
Well, interesting. You would say it's too many thoughts.
Well, I know. That's why I said
it. More people have too many non-thoughts
about
being rich. They have too many non-thoughts.
Exactly.
So let's keep up with Catherine. I'm
going
to rip these off.
Let's go, people.
Then it's no wonder you're so behind and down your luck, and you need to shut up about
Here are
these main facts.
Fabulous.
You gotta decide on your definition of wealth.
Oh, I like that.
Not
that's
mine,
good.
Not someone
not
else's.
Not mine, yeah.
Make up your own definition of wealth.
They need to write it down.
You gotta set your objectives. You gotta keep it to yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Just know that most people are too frickin' lazy to be rich and fabulous the quick and easy way, I teach in my inner circle and other things I could say.
Well, thank you so much, darling, for the wealth tips and this holiday season here on
Big
Choo Choo Media Radio Show and Life Facts Television.
Oh, yeah. It's a real fabulous holiday helpful
list.
That
was really good.
Very good, darling.
For poor, stupid people to start thinking instead of shopping.
Sinners are just done.
Start thinking the big thoughts and stop thinking the small
fabulous.
Thoughts. Small, poor, pathetic.
Poor people.
Poor people.
Sinners.
Well,
sinners.
I don't know if you can get them to think anything because they're so set in their ways.
Well,
you know,
that is
like,
true.
I don't know if they could even improve on anything.
Well, they got a half faith.
Poor people need to speed up because they're like so slow at what they do. I think they ought to speed up.
That's their own damn fault.
I rip through everything.
That's
I speed through everything that I do. You know, it's like I'm pretty smart, I'm pretty cool. It's just like poor people are too slow. It's like they can't keep track of what they're doing. They're slow.
It's like put the money in the offering bowl and get on with it.
I just think that sucks. They should really get over it.
Oh my God.
Try to at least sound more competent.
Yeah, they're not a millionaire.
You dumb sinners.
Jonathan,
the
next.
Oh my goodness.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge, filling in for Jordan McNamara on the news now. Some kids were isolated by cancer, but they connect online. And the GOP is proposing a big departure, same income but different tax rates. Trump records a robocall for Roy Moore, and I've got some more headlines here in just a minute. Let me grab my show notes. California's massive wildfire is... Oh, there's more than one. There's more than one wildfire, you guys. Trump has 41 most eye-popping lines from his Pensacola speech. That's the headline. And then Fox News corrects a story claiming that Roy Moore accuser forged the candidate's signature. Oh, shit, I'm out of time. I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge for the news now.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Pernier Pernier. His Blessed Souls Ministries ideas came to him when he was having dreams. When he was a little boy, he used to fall out of bed and hit his head. And when he would wake up a few hours later in the emergency room in intensive care unit in County Hospital, they had given him too many pills, and they had given him like anticoagulants, antidepressants, and antibiotics, and they filled him with all kind of pills. And he wanted to be a preacher one day, and so one day when he woke up in intensive care unit after falling out of bed and he had a concussion, and he saw the angel come to his bedside right there in the county hospital, giving him more antibiotics. And the nurse angel said to Pernit, "One day you're going to have a ministry, and you won't have to take these pills. You're going to be given the pills of scripture to your followers in case they hit their head and can't remember anything like their name or who you are or where they came from or how to do math or subtraction or the clouds or the shapes." And so that's what Pernit was told by the angel nurse in County Hospital when Pernit used to, you know, eat with food stamps and well, anyway, Pernit is a millionaire preacher now. I mean, the church is very abundant with the abundance and the radiance of the Lord. And that's what happens when you become blessed and anointed and appointed by God and Jesus like Pernit has with us. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine J. Manimaloo, newscaster, president of the International Inspirational Speakers Bureau. I'm a national motivational speaker. I used to play Cremora Revelle in Vegas before my Vegas act failed. I am a newscaster and the founder of Classy Living. I'm also a certified angel coach. I have replaced Madonna for the Versace campaign. I'm going to talk about classy living and the rules of wealth. And funny story, one of the reasons why I'm able to tell you these rules of wealth is because I'm a news broadcaster. I've done it a long time. I know how to read the news and sound news-like. And so I would like to tell you now how to go about classy living with wealth tips in these news headlines of Classy Headline News. Is, I think you need to see wealth as a friend, not an enemy. That's how that Jordan McNamara talks. He comes up and then he comes down. He has this way of saying the news, and that's how I know how to be classy while I'm reading these wealthy news headlines. You gotta decide what money is for. You can't make lots of money unless you enjoy your job. You can't enjoy your job unless you make lots of money. I need some rosé. Okay. Another classy living wealthy headline is you gotta have a plan with like two or three steps, and then do the steps like I do. And that's how I do the plan. You know, I mean, I don't know what else you need to know, but you gotta get your wealth under control, because a lot of people, their money isn't under control. And my voice is really tired because I read the news so much. I have so many fans. I am always on TV.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg, filling in for Jordan McNamara for News Now. 19 celebrity thirst traps from 2017 that I'll never be able to escape from again, I'm telling you. Finding the best leather case for the iPhone 10 is something I don't even care about anymore. I should buy the company instead of the damn phone. 12 pleasures in life that millionaires will never know about except for me. That's it for the headline news now. I'm Steve Steinberg.
Well, Steve, I think you read the news the
that
best.
That was amazing.
Like, you know, I don't know how I did with mine. It's just like, I hope Jordan comes back soon because I really don't like reading the news.
You were fine, Jonathan. Jesus forgives you, Jonathan.
I know it's not really anyone's thing other than Jordan's, but everyone's doing fine. And, you know, the show must go on. We got to keep this thing going.
I thought I was really fabulous. I would like to do it again.
Oh, my God.
Regularly, Steve. I think
I
should go on assignment more often. No, Steve, no. We have that in-depth reporting that Jordan
can do. I don't know yet. I don't know.
Oh, well. I just think that I could just read the news.
No.
No, Perna, do not want to read the news. Again,
I don't either, Steve.
All right, darling.
Blessing for Perna to bless the world.
That's right.
Jesus and God. I read
that's
scripture
right.
And blah, blah, blah.
And it brings to the ratings,
I'm nervous about the news.
He is a little shaken
anymore. I will just say prayers. Yeah. Holy blessings.
Very
special
good.
Soul Sunday. Battle off.
That's fine.
From the dust bunnies.
That's right. And do special soul Sunday with me because
right.
I guide you through our broadcast.
Very high ratings
so
on that
much
show.
Experience. You know, I have that magical sense of the speaker.
You do.
Connection, I have it, too.
Connectioning with the audience. I learned how to connect
with God.
Roger Ailes.
Very interesting.
You gotta connect with Jesus.
Be yourself.
Uh-huh.
And not like that Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, don't go there, darling.
None of these like, other women
shut
being
up
abused.
About that.
It's so tacky.
Well, we
that
don't need to bring it up
real.
Because that's not what we do here on Big
Demon
Juju Media. That is bad mojo.
That is exactly
that's
right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And not bad mojo.
Good
and I think that's a tip. Speaking of what we're supposed to be talking about.
That's right.
Show,
yeah, that's right.
Is what the wealthy do, the smart people do, the
totally,
poor and dumb people don't do.
Oh, no.
And I
no.
think what poor and dumb people do is they think bad mojo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they behave.
Right.
Oh,
bad
that
mojo.
Is, that's
and that's
it,
why
that
life sucks, don't you think?
Totally.
Well, this is it. Don't get me started
standard,
on how the poor can't even handle a sales rep at Neiman Marcus.
Are they
still in business?
No,
well,
they're
you
not.
Know.
It's
what's
like,
that?
Well, they're used to like Costco and Walmart, and, you know, places like that. Like
White Hen.
Food Shit and Food Lion and,
Oscar.
You know, things like that. It's like they don't really have really good communication skills or connecting skills or even empathy.
It's
so I don't even know how you expect
the
them to have a good
too,
thought
Jonathan.
And then behave according
right.
to a good thought when they, you know, I think they're dead on the inside.
Yeah, they're called sinners.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jordan McNamara for Midnight Headline News Now. North Korea says it's an urgent need to open channels while the U.N. says after a visit they're not coming back anymore. 14 Security Council members denounced the U.S. stance on Afghanistan, Iraq, and England, but the Queen is pissed off and she's not coming back either. Central African Republic says it's a country without teachers, and that's really pissed off liberal Hollywood. They're not going to make a movie about that and donate the proceeds. Meanwhile, in People magazine, Justin Bieber's mom paddles about Selena Gomez. What the hell was she thinking at? Butcher Kilpatrick, rally Alabamians for Jones. That's it for the headline news. Now I'm Jordan McNamara.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my
goodness.
Wow,
man. That was amazing how he did that.
He's fabulous. Yeah.
From the Lord.
No, he does it way better.
That was very good, Jonathan, if you're listening to Perny.
That was Jordan.
But we need him to do the news from now on.
Jonathan.
It wasn't Jonathan, it was Jordan.
Perny is not doing the news from now on.
It was Jordan McNamara.
Jordan, because he's so talented, needs to go on assignment out into the field.
I don't think so, darling. No, don't worry about it.
To report on the global warming. Yeah, this is coming to me now. He needs to go to Upper Alaska.
It's not going
to
happen,
darling.
No way.
Where there's like nothing around.
No way.
And tell us about the global warming, and that's a story, Steve.
No,
and that
no,
way,
no, no, no,
I
no,
could
no.
be in the studio
that's
to help him out with that magical sense I have of connection with the audience, you know, for the news, Steve.
I think that we just need Jordan McNamara to do the news,
I
and all of us
right,
need
darling.
To chill out and not do
exactly.
the news, and
oh,
just keep to what we know, okay?
On Big
Juju Media Radio.
We're going to stay with what we know here on Big Juju Media Radio. We'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. everyone.
Good night, everyone. This is Catherine Tamiana Malou reporting for Big Juju Media Radio Show.
Nice try, but no one believes it, Catherine.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Are we saying good night again?